Most Americans will be surprised to learn that many of the buildings in their own communities could serve as shelters during an emergency.
In the 1960s, survey teams of architects and engineers started hunting across Oklahoma for places to hunker down. They found basements and tunnels, underground parking garages, and well-built structures in municipal and private buildings. Many were then marked with that familiar logo, three yellow triangles inside a black circle, that let people know where they could go. Oklahoma officials used to brag that its public shelter program outpaced other states, but severe weather wasn't the big worry.
Today, the entire United States is the target of the Russian communist.
That's Judy Matthews, a record specialist at the State Government Archive in Oklahoma City. She's reading a historical document from Oklahoma Civil Defense Agency, which is now the Department of Emergency Management. These days, Oklahoma's emergency authority focuses more on natural disasters than national defense.
Part B lists possible targets of attack from the Russians in Oklahoma. Number one, Tinker Air Force Base.
In 1964, then-Governor Henry Bellman boasted that Oklahoma had more than a half million licensed fallout shelters. Of course, they never got used for a nuclear attack. But tornadoes are a real threat. And in many parts of Oklahoma, community shelters for riding out tornadoes are closing. In Midwest City, three community shelters were closed last year. The city's emergency management director, Mike Bauer, says there's one big reason. They were too popular.
People were overcrowding the shelters. We were having to turn people away.
During one tornado outbreak in 2011, people packed the basement of the City Hall building in Midwest City. One woman went to the wrong entrance and found a locked door.
She actually broke the window, the glass in the door, and reached in and unlocked the door. Yeah, so I'm pretty desperate for a place to go.
Support for a public shelter program was always high.
David Montaigne is an architectural historian at the University of Calgary. He wrote a book on the U.S. nuclear shelter program.
A good fallout shelter does not necessarily make a good tornado shelter, although it could.
Montaigne says many of the basements and underground spaces first conceived of as fallout shelters could be used as public tornado shelters. Mike Bauer agrees, but
we think that there's a certain amount of risk when people get in their vehicle, leave their homes, and come to a public shelter.
48 people were killed by Oklahoma tornadoes in May. Some died on the road as they tried to outmaneuver storms or seek refuge elsewhere. Today, the state's disaster philosophy is shelter in place, and local, state, and federal officials encourage private, individual shelters. But Governor Mary Fallon and other leaders say they aren't going to require them. To Montaigne, that mindset is familiar.
In the 50s, they're always talking about self-help. You should be digging your shelter in your backyard or building it in your basement and so on. The number of people who ever built their own shelters was minuscule.
Fallout shelters never proved their worth against the nuclear threat that never arrived. But tornadoes target Oklahoma every year. And scientists say the storm that leveled Moore on May 20th dwarfed Hiroshima. Montaigne says those private Cold War basement bomb bunkers and modern-day tornado shelters have another thing in common. They mostly protect people who can afford to build them. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.